This is Chopped Cheese.
This is Chopped Cheese.
The furthest thing you'll find from serious on the internet. Having fun, talking about life and current events. Let's do this. You're listening to Chopped Cheese with Swigs, Jix, and Goose.
Yo, cut that. We on, guys. We on. Hey, welcome back, Chopped Cheese, to another episode. Thank you for joining us. I'm here with these motherfuckers again.
Neighborhood opinion piece. Yeah,
Goose, Jix, and Swigs.
There you go. It's Swigs, Jix, and Goose.
Swigs, Jix, and Goose. I did it again.
Currently looking for facts.
But there's so much to talk about today, man. First and foremost, just want to say thank you for your mothers. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to my mother. Happy special Mother's Day.
I'm talking about your mother.
Every day should be Mother's Day. But today is a day that everybody goes out and spends their money on their mom. And if they don't have the money to spend their mother on today, they are depressed.
And remember, so, you don't come here for the facts. You come here for your hood gossip. Nah. You come here for the opinions, right? But this is my opinion.
What's your opinion, fucking guy?
Everyone who actually has a mother, thank her for not aborting your ass. Because there's a lot of motherfuckers out there who could have gotten aborted. And their parents went on this bullshit liberal shit, this psychotic, whatever the fuck you want to call it, this mental, I don't even know. They going out there talking about all this murderous shit.
Heard they were trying to pass it. What kind of murderous shit? Pass it in response to the Roe v. Wade opinion leak about in some states up to 9 months.
Well, this is the funny thing though.
You can have an abortion
up to 9 months.
Immediately,
that doesn't make any
what the left and the media was selling was fuck? Roe v. Wade was pushing no one could have any abortion.
Yeah, that's a lie.
So what happened was
the Supreme Court was unprecedented. They had a leak on an opinion of a ruling.
You know, that's
so
not the
first
time,
right? So the ruling is not... No, I heard that was...
That's the second time. And you know what was the first time?
Crazy shit.
The original Roe v. Wade decision.
That's incredible. Interesting. Isn't that
so that's a scare tactic.
You don't come in
that's
for the facts.
That's a 100% scare
tactic. You know
what
I mean? This is what I'm hearing.
That's a 100% scare tactic to try to scare the justices. It's pretty crazy. But all it means... And the decision hasn't passed yet. All it means is that they're leaving... Essentially,
the
easiest
states.
Way is they're leaving it up to the states.
And which is any argument for everything. Because you never want your government in charge of anything. You want to leave it
especially
up
to, medical decisions.
You want to leave it up to the state, right?
Yeah, you don't leave that up to the federal government.
If you have an issue with one state,
that's a bit much.
At least you have the leeway and the right to leave that state and to go to another state. You know, right? That's always been your whatever, American right or whatever you want to say it. So now they're making it seem like women are losing their rights, but they're just making it out to be the original statement, which was they didn't feel like abortions fell under a privacy law. It was more under, I forgot what other law that they were trying to put in for the Constitution and take it away, like, because that was the initial agreement. That was the initial way that it was, like, legally put in place, that it was a woman's right to privacy.
Only a woman's.
Well, no. In the right to having privacy, an abortion fell into that.
Even private from the father?
I think it's always been private. No matter what now, right?
Yo,
I don't
women
know why.
Produce asexually?
They do not produce asexually.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh.
But you know,
wait,
not fall away from the...
What is a woman? I thought they couldn't define it a week ago. Now they can define it?
So what you're saying is that they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
You don't know math.
I don't, right?
No, what they're saying is, this is what they're saying. Look at me. Look
so
at me here.
Look at me.
I'm a woman now.
Don't worry about that.
Now.
This is what a woman
I have
means
ovaries
now. This is what
look
a woman
at me.
Means now. But now they obviously showing you, look, a woman has rights. I don't understand why they keep blurring the lines and keep trying to make it seem like women don't have rights. Women will still have the right to have an abortion. But the arguments that they start arguing aren't even things that we're making an argument.
It's weird, man.
Like
it's
literally
subject.
Everything that they try to make an argument about abortion, no one's even making that an argument.
I'm pro. So when women bring up the argument that what about rape and all that shit, we Chopped Cheese condemns that shit.
100%.
We will help you kill rapists.
Yes, we'll hunt them down if you.
That's hyperbolic.
You want
to
fund Chopped
Cheese? Life.
We will literally become a channel where we
you
just
raping?
Hunt down rapists.
Let's just do it, bro.
And
that's
we become
next
the next Batman in the night.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
I'm going to walk around with a hammer.
But
no,
let's not lose
a literal
track
hammer. That's going to be my weapon.
Like Puerto Rican hunters, rapists. Right?
Bro. It's literally something that has become more like of a popular thing, like a hobby.
What's not popular?
Yeah, it's replaced
contraception. Talking about anything related to abortion, whether it's girls having videos promoting that they're doing it, making fun of it, making, you know, anything that, that has to do with it where it's not, like, morally sound. You know what I mean? If it's so private, right, and it's a privacy issue, why is it exploited so much? Why
are you that's, a that's a handful of people. That's a handful of people.
Well, it is a handful of people, but those are the ones that we see that
a couple stupid asses
that promote it to be like a hobby. That's what I'm saying. Like all of those, I'm not saying every single woman who has an abortion is out there promoting it like it was the best thing that ever happened. But the anything that we do see that comes from that. Is in that nature, and it's disgusting, because then you can't claim my body, my choice, it's privacy when you're fully putting it out there for the public to see.
But it's not. It's only my body, my choice when you get in an abortion. You know that.
Of course, because they completely forgot how we was just screaming that shit and they were laughing at us. Yeah. When we was like, we're not putting a mask on, we're not getting vaccinated, all of that shit we were screaming. Immediately they forgot about
all that
now,
shit went out the door.
Exactly.
That argument, I love it. My body, my choice. I love that argument. Where the fuck were you 2 years ago?
All right, but
when they stopped the world.
How do you feel about that argument when they say it's their body because it's something that's depending on them at the moment?
Next question. Do women produce babies asexually?
How do you feel about that?
No, right?
No, of course not.
Okay, next question. What is a woman?
A woman is someone who has a uterus.
There you go, bang. That's it. Because they didn't know that 2 weeks
ago. No, they didn't. They didn't know. And someone who we elected to sit in the Supreme Court, who can obviously make a decision as great as this, they were trying to put there.
Bruh, you understand that when she said that, your whole interview is done, bruh.
Of course, of course.
You don't know how to define. I've answered some tough-ass interview questions on the spot. That's the easiest interview question I ever heard in my life, bro. What is a woman, bro? And this bitch scratched her head, bro.
Is that and what's your biggest weakness?
But she said it because she tried to flip it with the biological statement.
Those are the hardest questions.
But don't forget, no one said, especially even the heavy liberal states and cities, no one is objecting to this this ruling. No one's saying like everyone's not entitled to a pregnancy now, or an abortion, rather. And they're clearly following by their original laws.
Well, according to the news.
So what are they arguing for? What are they arguing about?
They like to conflate ideas to get the general public that
heated up, to get them hot.
Yeah, it's clear what they do.
What are they
clear now?
It's
been clear.
Popcorn popping.
Yeah, there was already riots.
Yeah.
Protests, however you want to call it. They were already popping off, and they were already, you know, getting violent. I mean, what are they arguing for?
You know what's funny? You know what's funny, too? I was watching your boy Potato Brain the other day, and your man was like, your man started talking about MAGA. Your man was like, yeah, this MAGA crowd, they're extreme. They're the most extreme MAGA crowd in
the
history.
They're the most extremist
organization
ever.
Yo, bro, my rebuttal to that statement that he made is,
which is outlandish.
I'm going to my man, shout out to Tim and Tim Cass.
What are you screaming?
You ever heard of the Weather? What was the name of them?
The Weather Underground.
The Weather Underground? That's just to name one.
Thank you, Memphis.
Those niggas bombed, blew up Capitol, guns, all kind of crazy political left-wing extremists. There's another one. What was the other one? MCK17, some weird-ass number. He was just ringing them off, huh?
Okay, nah.
No. That's funny. They're illegal, but chill. Just the way they like to conflate the truth and what's the word I'm looking for? Project, because they be bugging, bro.
Now, he says some truth. This is during that dinner or whatever, that gala, because he was like, is that the same place where he was talking about the guy Brandon?
I think they were separate.
And how this guy Brandon is making all these kind of headlines.
That was recently? No. The shit I'm talking about was recent.
You didn't see him? You didn't see
him
on
stage?
He
said that the other day about the MAGA crowd.
Biden was on stage talking about, there's this guy Brandon that everybody's talking about.
I didn't see that. That's fucking hilarious. That's real?
That's old, though. That has to be old. That's not new.
It was recently. Wasn't there like some kind of big event that everybody went to? That gala that just passed.
Wait, what's
his
name?
Did Joe Biden go?
Trevor Noah.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't see that scene.
He spoke?
Who? Biden? Yeah.
I didn't even know he spoke. I thought he was
so much funny shit. What's that? You saw the Easter Bunny corralling him a couple weeks ago? That was fucking hilarious.
But wait, get back to abortion, though. I mean, you just can't.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it.
Nah, bro. It was one of the most biggest. First off, if I'm not mistaken, remember, you don't come in for the facts. I'll state it again. The original Roe versus Wade, the woman who was trying to have the abortion, isn't she the one that tried to go ahead and revoke her initial plea? Yes. Like, she tried to retract the whole... remember, because she's the reason why that even went in play in Texas.
Well, I don't know if she tried to retract it, but she felt bad after that.
She didn't want abortion to be leaked. She didn't want to have anything to do with it. I could be wrong, but I remember seeing a documentary with something like that. Whether she was forced to or not, she was one of the leading advocates, even to this day, getting arrested to fight against Roe v. Wade, the woman who it was made and...
The case. She was in the case.
Yeah, she's the head of the case. Like, it would have never been anything but her if it wasn't for her initially trying to get an abortion. Because didn't she end up getting one, if I'm not mistaken? Norma McCord... What's her name?
Interesting.
McCorvey?
McCorvey.
McCorvey.
McCorvey. McCorvey. McCorvey.
Jane Roe. She changed her name?
No. That's her name, but she used that to protect her.
Oh, okay. At the time of the trial, that was her name. See, I don't really know too much. I from what I heard, she was the one who became so-called, I guess, born-again Christian or whatever you want to call it. Mm. But a lot of, from what I heard, was that this was actually forced upon her. She didn't become a Christian. Yeah, she didn't become a Christian willingly.
You know, that's a fact right there that'll probably get us fact-checked by the Ministry of Truth. I mean, the Ministry of, what is it called? I don't know. But anyway.
Ministry of Magic?
Yeah, we're right. The Ministry of Harry Potter over there in the White House. Fuck? These silly people over
what,
there.
Because of what I just said?
Because of what you just said. Because that's not a popular narrative that's spoken about. That's something that's memory hold. Oh, people don't even know that.
That a woman could possibly change her mind.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
Regret one of the biggest decisions in her life. And that if you advocate for women who are pregnant to get an abortion and make it popular to get an abortion, more than likely if they're around people who don't like babies, they'll probably ask them, why are you having a baby? Yeah, or whatever it is. But if you're getting persuaded to do something, later on you will regret it, no matter what it is, especially when it comes to a life being brought into this world. I mean, it is what it is. I'm not saying women can't get abortions. Every woman has the right to do whatever they want. But don't make it seem like you can do it whenever you feel like it. I feel like there should be restrictions, and I think it is a mental issue if a woman feels like up until the time her baby's about to be born, she can actually get rid of the baby, and it just be a decision that the baby and her doctor makes.
But you don't have to keep the baby after you have the baby.
That's how they phrase it. But the baby can't speak for themselves.
You heard Whoopi Goldberg say that the other day?
You don't have to keep the baby after you have the baby.
You don't. You can get up to adoption. But the woman has the right to decide if the baby's up for adoption.
Or if it's hers.
Or if she's going to keep it in regards to it being alive after she decides.
To
based on
it.
Her decision. See, we would say murder, and I agree with you on that. But the way they see it as, it's so technical because it's like, when is it a life? Have you ever seen those arguments where you ask so many different people who are pro-abortion,
yeah,
how they don't know how to determine when technically a life is?
When does it become life?
I would assume when it starts to feed and nurture off of the mom.
So then when would that be? At what moment in time?
I'm not
specific
time? I don't know.
It's been shown that up until I think maybe 10 weeks, you don't come here for the facts, but up until even 10 weeks, the fetus is fully dependent on its host. I mean, on the mother.
Hmm.
And
Salty? I was watching Salty the other day.
And it can feel pain.
Shout out to Salty Cracker. Your man said, a bag of cells. Nigga said, I'm a bag of cells. It's the truth, though.
Yep.
It's the truth.
How you feel about this argument? Where they'll be like, we got some fucking all kind of shit rolling around Mars, and we think we found life. And they think they found life off of, like, fucking bacteria and organisms and shit. fucking deacon out of space.
You're gonna make somebody's head explode.
But when it comes to a woman having the same maybe size cells producing a baby, it's not a living form. It's something that I forgot how they word it, but it's something
I've heard that. I've heard that funny. It's a quip. I've heard it. It's good. It makes sense.
I mean, it makes sense if you're thinking logically and with common sense.
And what's even funny is that niggas think that there's human beings scraping dust off of the moon.
Yeah, because
bringing back samples.
So when do we acknowledge when life is then? Because if science is saying one thing through biology, you can't then go against it when it benefits you. It seems like a lot of their tactics is to use arguments that would favor them only when obviously they can defend it. Like even when it comes to the statistics that we stated earlier. That's when they say that it's fully developed.
The face starts to like develop the face.
Up into is 2 months into pregnancy. Mm-hmm. That's still the first trimester, right?
Yeah.
And you can still have an abortion up into this almost the second trimester. There's no guidelines against abortion completely.
You seen Project Veritas drop the other day?
Damn, you're going away from abortion? Okay, so we're done.
You're going to give me 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's about abortion.
There you go.
He had a hidden camera on an abortion convention.
Is that the guy that ran for him? Or no, that's the real one.
No, that's the Twitter dude.
Okay, go ahead.
That funny shit with Twitter dude. But so supposedly they had somebody on the inside who was at an abortion convention, my guy. And the way these people talk, the people who run it, it's just crazy. It's evil. It's immoral.
Okay,
it's immoral because people are evil.
To continue on with abortion,
it's very sad.
Who can carry who else that is out? Evil? What kind of person can carry that out? That's evil.
It's happened.
Bro. You know who's shown their evil side again?
I'm talking about the doctors that carry that doctors, shit out. That's evil. How many of them? Do that all the time? You just kill babies? That's on your conscience? You just go around killing babies every day. You wake up and you kill babies. That's what you choose every morning. Baby death.
Those are NPCs.
What? Baby those are the death. Ones that's that what are, you do. You wake up, they go to work for 8 hours, for 10 hours.
They got so many demons inside them, they don't even know which one is running what at one moment.
He had a nice house, though, clean socks.
But you know who's showing the evil side? Your boy Elon Musk. Did you see the statement that Tesla put out?
Uh-oh. I've been said he was evil. I've been screaming at
you. Did you see it?
No.
Tesla put out a statement where they would provide transportation to women who want to get abortions outside of their states.
Interesting. Because you know what's funny about Elon Musk?
I could be wrong.
You know what's funny about Elon Musk, too, though? He has like 10 kids.
Yeah, one of them is named SpaceX or some stupid shit. Yeah, and the other one's
named -3.27XYZ.
Comma, some shit.
And he's, it's funny because he always talks about the importance and the decline in the human population. He's like one of the only billionaires that is actually opposed and saying that overpopulation is a myth type shit.
If you're feeding into all this garbage, then he is kind of losing the left completely with this whole Twitter shit, and he needs something to get some of them back. But yeah, possibly, as if you read into this bullshit, that's
I saw that shit surfacing again with the brain shit with him. And him talking about Joe Rogan.
When he gets those people to go be transported to go get their abortion.
Look, Tesla will cover transportation costs in the hospital.
He's
going to
be like, I have this
you
chip.
You heard that?
And with this chip, if that's you put it in your brain, baby gone.
But who's Tesla's showing that they're living.
Who reported that?
Washington Post, was it?
New York Times.
Mm. What was the headline?
Tesla will provide transportation for its employees. That's pretty much what it said.
He might even abortions. Be part of all bullshit aside. Bullshit. He might even I overheard some rumblings because allegedly you don't come here for the facts. Davos Group, he got connections to a lot of that shit too.
To
the Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Davos Group.
Here's another good
Musky boy.
When they say they're not alive or they're not any type of what's the word that they use, human, so to speak. The meme says, so then why you want their body parts? Why you harvesting their body parts? What good are they for you? Right?
Who said they harvesting body parts? What the heck?
Come on, they've already gone through trial and shown that was happening in Planned Parenthood, harvesting body parts.
Where?
In Planned Parenthood.
They harvesting they body parts?
Bro, that's always been something that they do.
Oh, shit.
Come on, bro, stop. This nigga acting like he just found this out. Come on.
I don't know, pal.
Come on, bro.
Real crazy shit.
That's something that they've been doing for a long time.
That's why we talk about fucking abortion.
I mean, bro, you know what? Abortion's very important because
it's okay. We don't have an opinion because we men. Your opinion doesn't matter.
That's it. You don't want to have
women produce asexually.
But you see, we're not talking about opinions coming from a gender standpoint. We're talking about what's your argument, because literally you can still have them.
You know, you say that word. You say that word, gender, and it reminded me.
If you're pro-abortion.
Some scary shit.
The new abortion is swallowing them, and all you have to do, you could do that, or you could take
medicine?
You could take Joy Bear's advice to have
did
a sex.
Did you hear that?
A sex strike. That? Did you hear that?
Wait, hear what about Joy Bear?
About her promoting a sex strike.
She's ugly? The last woman that needs to be talking about a sex strike, bro.
Call me whatever you want to call me. I really don't give a fuck.
What are they gonna?
I got
you?
My opinion.
Oi.
That lady's not attractive.
I don't even
look.
Yeah, she definitely is. Maybe she was once.
I'm going to have to change my mind about
like
Joy Bayard's facial features. We'll see how good this goes for Joy Bayard.
She's what Al Bundy would call, what is it, a hag.
If you have a sex strike, right,
like
and you
hag.
Take her advice, I probably don't want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
You're probably that group of people I really don't want to associate with.
The funny thing is, you know how many women who are out there who got married and who want to start families who do not listen to these people and who don't give a fuck about what they have to say?
But
about
they probably watch them because they either like
them.
Or don't. Yeah, but still,
I'm saying
them on
there's
TV
a
and
lot,
that's the fucking problem.
There's a lot of conservative women out there or women who just are in the middle who just laugh at them. Like, I'm supposed to just not have sex now? Because you women want to have an abortion whenever the fuck you feel.
How
like
many
it?
People are gonna listen to them though?
Not a
that's
lot.
That's what's fun. It doesn't matter. There's people that
maybe
are
like
gonna
11%
listen.
Of the population.
Maybe like 11 people.
Yeah.
Maybe like 11 people.
And it's all people that they know.
That's
I'm
crazy.
On a sex strike. Word. Look at that.
Oh no!
That
that's them. That's that group. Those are the ones that's on
the
sex
the blob
strike. Huh?
For anybody who wanted
that's
to know.
That's crazy.
I was looking up some shit that I can't fucking find now. Fuck.
Nah, that's cool.
Was
anybody this
well.
Year at the Met Gala wearing anything resembling a fetus or an abortion?
Oh no! Wow.
Because I know that happened. You know who I do want to roast, but everybody's gonna hate me for.
Huh.
This bunny dude, what's his name? Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny, yeah.
Yo, bro, this
dude
dress? Is such a weirdo, bro.
With the dress?
Like,
the man had on a khaki
yo,
dress.
You know why
that
I'm
was
saying?
Down to
you
his
know
ankles.
Why I'm saying? And you saw his hairstyle?
Yo, bro.
You know why I'm going to say he's a weirdo?
What country
yeah,
is he from?
That's exactly, that's exactly
man.
Why he's a weirdo.
Bro, you answered that very fast.
The new,
listen to this.
Very
listen
fast.
This
generation is different.
Listen
I don't know how I feel
I
about that.
I don't identify like that, bro.
Yeah, neither do I.
If somebody's going to be like, oh, that's what Puerto Ricans look like, no.
You don't identify as what, dungaree?
As that type of individual, as a Puerto Rican.
What is that individual? You
that
seem
is
racist.
Someone who's lost.
You sound racist.
Someone who's lost, who might be.
Oh, wait,
be
you Puerto Rican.
Might be influenced by some darkness.
Your man had on a khaki dress.
That man is
lost
in his head.
It was fire.
No,
I wish my wife would have worn it.
Yo.
Look at this dude, bro.
Come on, bro. Get out of here. I'd rather him go with a Puerto Rico jacket on.
Yo, he looks.
Damn,
he looks like a Disney
he's lost,
Pixar
bro.
Superhero.
You know what that was? He got a knock on his door. He was like, it's time for us to make fun of you and embarrass you. It's that moment of your career. Right?
What?
No, am I wrong?
Look at his hair too, bro.
What the fuck?
Come on, bro, this curl is this
your boy Benito.
Come on, man, that's not
shout
us.
Shout out
bro.
To Bad Bunny,
that's
Bob.
Not us, bro. That's not us, bro. I don't care, bro.
He identifies as Bad and Bunny.
Yeah, bro, he identifies
as
a fucking weirdo.
Bad and Bunny.
I will never wear a dress.
I just won't make fun of him when I go to Puerto Rico.
Bro, you know how many Puerto Rican kids are I'm not saying it's not okay to be gay.
Is
but,
that,
bro, that nigga is on some gay shit there. That's what it look like. Yo, bro, that's not masculine.
What's that? That's
that is
not
a masculine look at all,
OD
man.
Family.
You could lead
OD
a group
family.
Of people wearing that?
No.
Like, if he was like, oh, yeah.
Yo, so what about the Scottish people and kilts?
Obviously, that's a different. That's totally different, bro.
We're
it's
arguing
totally,
semantics.
Nah,
it's
not
skirt.
Semantics. You know kinda why?
Gay.
It's a skirt.
Let's put it like this. It's kind of gay.
So Scottish people are gay?
It's kind of gay, but they do it in one fashion.
I love the Scottish.
In that fashion.
But that's not
what the fuck is a bagpipe? What the fuck is that?
It's a very hard instrument to play, actually. If
bro,
you've ever
you wear
tried
a skirt and
niggas
you blow the pipes.
Niggas need to just put mad joints on that shit.
It's just mad air in there. You just
that's
blow
crazy.
Mad air in there.
Or
that's all it is.
Wait, what you said? You wear this skirt
and you blow the pipes. Like not gay.
Blowing pipes with a skirt.
But
all right, but put it like this: that's not Puerto Ricans, bro. I don't know who else went to the Met Gala. I didn't care. All I know is I saw that motherfucker and I was like, that is not how I think Puerto Ricans are supposed to be identified and represented on TV.
Bro, he's doing him.
He looks like he's from
bro, we already lost Mavic. It with J-Lo, right? We lost it with J-Lo.
She's still on the block.
The hoe on the block. Miss, I got to get a new man.
She just went back to the block.
She just went back to a block that she used to be on.
She just went back to the block.
And that block is called Ben Affleck.
She's back with him?
Oh, that's
a yeah. She went to the Super Bowl with him.
She's everywhere.
And remember, that's they didn't have kids either.
That's why the assholes was like, didn't make Batman.
Who could I have kids with that would really fuck their life up? Damn. You know, he already had problems with this chick.
That's exactly the type of woman I want.
That's the type of woman I think she is.
Everybody knows her business, and she's been all over the place.
She's the Puerto Rican Kim Kardashian, or like Kim Kardashian is the whatever the fuck. Moroccan version of her, whatever she is.
She's like, nah, papi, I'm the first. I was the first all over the block.
Y'all niggas is fronting, bro. Y'all love Jenny from the block.
Jennifer Garner.
Jen is his wife, Ben Affleck,
He likes Jennifers.
What a dick.
He's a Jennifer guy.
You know why? Because he's a cookie cutter.
Is he?
He's another nigga that after a while bro, can you think he's the type of nigga you could rock with? You like an asshole that you probably wouldn't even want to know about. It's just because he's an actor. You know,
I think his Batman was trash.
It was the worst. You know what even worse was?
It wasn't. He wasn't the worst. There was worse.
He was the worst Daredevil.
Oh, I forgot he was.
He was. But remember, he was the only Daredevil.
My
guy.
And was it Michael Clark Duncan?
We could have done without one, Bob. Kingpin. What do you mean the only one? We could have done without a Daredevil movie.
That shit was woke before we realized it.
It was so trash. That's, oh my goodness.
Black Kingpin, Bob.
Black Kingpin. Black Kingpin, Bob.
I watched Barbie.
You could have just made him a different character.
That shit.
That's crazy.
You could have just made him a different character.
Nah, they don't
want to make him. They don't want to.
Bob, remember, making somebody sense else doesn't make sense.
He's a good actor.
Makes shit complicated. Makes shit complicated and stupid.
Wasn't Michael Chiklis the Kingpin at one point?
Was he? In the show?
I don't know. Yo, you ever finish a large popcorn in the movies?
By yourself?
Yeah.
I went to the movies the other day. I had a small
greasy ass lips and fingers.
Or with somebody else. You ever finish the
probably,
whole thing?
Probably, yeah, probably.
You finished the whole popcorn?
Yeah, probably. With somebody? No, with somebody? Jesus
Christ. I don't even think I've gone with somebody and finished the whole popcorn.
For real?
Yeah. Usually throw it on the floor. You know that move. Or you just take it with you.
Nah, you just leave it on the floor.
I don't know those.
Not
dump it, but you leave it on the floor.
My mom ain't raised me like that, bro. Nah.
For the next people to come in if they want popcorn.
If they want popcorn,
Jigs,
and you close
Jigs,
the night.
Jigs, there's garbage cans that you can dispose of your waste.
This is in the 90s.
No, this was forever for me, bro. I don't know.
They've always been there?
Yeah, forever.
And I fucked up.
You said just throw it on the floor. Yo, you know who they've been throwing
this
on the floor?
Delinquent.
Your boy Kevin Samuels. Rest in peace, bro.
R.I.P.
They've been throwing that nigga under the mud, bro.
You heard what your boy Jamatria was saying about
him? Yeah, we can't talk about that, though.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
He was going off on him,
4-5-6 equals
Zachary?
13 subtracted by the negative power.
Is 27 and 3 is 30.
So he Jamatria'd his death and he started talking about shit?
He was kind of confused. He made three.
He was calling him a...
Yeah, he made three videos though about
him. Calling him a puppet.
Yeah, sorry about that. So Kevin Samuels, rest in peace.
I wasn't yawning.
No. Sorry, technical difficulties. We getting right back into it. So apparently, there's a lot of dark people out there talking some shit, being disrespectful to the dead. I mean, Kevin Samuels, whether you like it or not, whether he was controversial, disrespectful. I've never seen people so comfortable disrespecting the dead.
It's easy to do that because they can't defend themselves.
But is that some new shit or have people always been this dark and we just able to see it now with
social media? Who's coming for him? Just random personalities?
A lot of different personalities, whether they're like blue check marked or not. That type of energy, bro, that shit is crazy.
He still opened himself up for that.
Oh, no, of course. And you know what's funny? Someone was asking, his thing was that people were making fun of him. He would never have like a legacy. Well, obviously, what do you really consider legacy? Because the man is not alive and people are still taking the time out of their life to fucking speak about him, right?
Shit on him.
So, I mean, what is a legacy then? Is that considered maybe a legacy where people can still shit on you and take time out of their lives to voice how they feel about you even when you're not alive?
I don't know. That's the new legacy?
He must have made a real
impact. I'm not saying that it should be a legacy, but it says something about him.
I don't know.
He must have made a real impact.
I mean, how do you speak about somebody that you don't agree with when they pass? Do you just stay quiet, right?
Yeah,
essentially, you got nothing nice to say. Yeah. Don't say nothing.
You can say nothing.
I mean, especially with the dead, right? Whether like I don't know. Even when there's people that I've grew up with that I probably didn't get along with, and I heard of their passing, I never thought of like a happy, joyous moment. I was always like, damn, you know, like I probably didn't know this person as well as you know everybody else did, but you know.
Oh, I definitely wish death on people. Definitely.
Yeah?
It's not that type of show.
I don't think it's that,
not that type of show.
Not recently. I have.
Well, you mean like when you was younger?
Exactly. You got it right.
That was professional.
I don't know. When you was younger? I mean, say not recently.
Yeah, not knowing any better.
Well, I think there's a
difference.
You
should die. You should kill yourself.
But that's mostly done with people you've been
in. You say things out of anger. You think things out of anger.
Nah, but you see, the difference between that, in my opinion, is you were probably in a situation where you knew someone personally, as opposed to you just not liking someone because
you've never thought that somebody should die.
If maybe I did.
You don't have to say it.
No, if maybe I did, it was more on a personal level. It wasn't on some, like, someone who was a social media figure or an athlete
it.
or like a rapper or a musician. I don't know. I'm not saying. I just think now it's easier if you did to get that out. But I don't think people normally rationally say and think that of people that they've never met.
I caught up on Kevin Samuels mad late in his career.
Yeah, like a lot of people did. And they got one side of him because that's the side that was more fire.
It was the one I showed you.
That's the side of him that was more publicized, like that disrespectful nature of him. But
was he like a big advocate for men's mental health and shit?
Disrespect means telling the truth now. Like I don't know. This is where the
disrespect in a way. Maybe I would say because
I don't know too much
form.
About him, but the clips I've seen are not necessarily disrespectful, but they're very brash,
grounded.
It's the delivery. It's remember, it's always not what you say; it's how you say it.
There's not much tact involved.
And his delivery was very straightforward, and he didn't care if it hurt your feelings. But at the same time, it allowed people to evaluate themselves, especially the people who were asking for the criticism, who later on didn't know how to take it and were the ones that lashed out at him. Because a lot of the infamous stuff that he got put on for was the videos of him on YouTube. And if you remember, this was a show that people called into. Like, he never forced any woman to call into his show so that he could make fun of them. These are women who willingly called in, asked him for his opinion, and when he gave it to them, they didn't like it. I mean, that can go for any aspect of their life if they're given an honest opinion, but one of the most honest opinions that you can give a woman nowadays, and she's probably not going to like it, is all that shit that she's doing, she's going to regret, and she's going to regret not involving herself more in a family-oriented lifestyle because later on, you have nothing to show for yourself. You really don't.
Nothing. You grew old. Gravity took over.
Yeah, you grew old, and
wrinkles,
now you're just somebody that people
faded,
used to want to fuck probably.
And now you alone because you thought you was going to be a bad bitch for your whole life. And
yeah. And even if
one night you woke up, you just
forever.
Saw bags under
you're
your eyes.
You're just
going to
be a
like,
miserable bad bitch.
R.I.P. Kevin Samuels.
R.I.P. bad Word. Bitches.
Yo. Well, and then, yeah, he pointed out a lot of that whole dot OnlyFans type of life, and he was a strong advocate to like for maybe not just people of color, but like yo, stop giving these women our time, effort, and money because we're just basically what is it enabling it, yeah. and we're promoting it at the same time. So we're no good ourselves because he and then another thing was he was
very
vocal about the black family and how men are less likely to be, you know, shown as a husband and the black family women are less likely to be married and to have marriages in the black family. And that wasn't always the case. And that stems from whether you want to Illuminati, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But there has been some push to keep people of color like divided in the household. He pointed that out.
The nuclear family. There's always been an attack on the nuclear family.
And Candace Owens is one of the ones that
hundreds of years
spoke out about it heavily.
Like, oh shit! You know what? Speaking of Candace Owens, you just reminded me. My man, how she was doing a documentary, right? And how she pulls up on
with the BLM lady.
Yo,
and she pulls was crying. Up on.
What's her name? Patrice. Whatever
pulled
up on her
and
by,
then, while she was there trying to get her to talk, she was in her house in one of her $1 million estates crying, saying that
so shorty jumped. So in response, when the white security guard goes back to tell
she had a white security guard, the lady of BLM,
she figures out who it is. She said, oh shit, in her head she's probably like, yo, that's Candace Owens. Oh shit, she pulls out her phone, goes on her live and starts crying. The lady's there with a camera crew. An old white dude with a camera and Candace Owens. Sweet Candace. She goes on live and she starts crying, bro.
She pulls a black card, all kinds of shit.
But look, Candace is black.
Remember, black people could be white supremacists these days. Remember?
Clayton Bigsby, bro.
But so she basically was there and she did not even give in. She didn't even back off. She went at it so hard, she started saying some shit that her and her family need to have a safe environment where they can leave the house. Candace Owens with a camera crew, bro.
Candace Owens with a camera crew would have murdered her.
She needs another, she needs another
that's
6
what she
mil.
Felt like.
She needs another 6 mil.
Go to another town, not too far from there. Maybe it is. I could be completely wrong. Did you see what's going on in front of Kavanaugh's house right now?
No, oh man,
bro, they're out there protesting like it's like
every day
the projects.
Yeah. And you know what the difference is? The camera niggas be going up to the judges, bro.
Yeah, they be wilding, infiltrating.
Candace Owens was stopped at a gate. This is a Supreme Court judge where a reporter got a chance to blindside him and ask him questions.
Bro, no respect, bro. No respect, bro. Yo. How about this? If you don't respect him for him being a white male, if you don't respect him because of the position he's in, yo, bro, we was always at least told respect your elders, though, no? So it's like, yo, why people be wilding these days on these, like...
Wilding.
First of all, you know how enraged they are? You can't change laws with these tactics. It's just not possible, bro.
They trying. Scary tactics.
In-house, bro. In-house, unfortunately.
You heard, who was it, what's my guy's name? It's all muddled up now. Is it Matt Walsh? Anyway, he put up a tweet. He leaked. He thinks he knew who the leaker was. And it's someone, he supposed, his humble opinion, is
Soto
that it's
Mayor,
someone out of
Sotomayor's
camp.
I heard that.
And your man is a lawyer, too. So he's very savvy. So he understands what he's doing. He can't. Or even if he does get sued, he can win the case. He's a lawyer. He's a really smart dude.
And hasn't this person Trump have a record, though, for doing like something of the sort?
So supposedly, right?
The person that they think
she's an extremist activist.
Yeah.
And who has had personal opinions on abortion and has went in for that particular topic. So he connected the dots really well. I think it was Matt Walsh, if I'm not mistaken. So
that goes back to Twitter. The abortion.
Yeah.
Because obviously, something has to come from somewhere. And if you have a close-knit group of people who are all speaking on one matter and then it comes out, obviously somebody in that room said something to someone that they weren't supposed to. This is the only way that works. Unless there was a fly on the wall that came out. Maybe it was one of Bill Gates' mosquitoes in there. You know, you never know. But
the machine mosquitoes?
Somebody grabbed the opinion piece and then they gave it to who?
Somebody had to have leaked that. There's no way that it gets out on his own.
No. Breitbart?
It was political.
Political.
But
political.
Remember, it was funny because it was like political was like, oh, look, leaked information. And we're like, bro, you're the one that's leaking it.
It's funny how they do that, right?
Like, we wouldn't have known about this if it wasn't for you.
They're
you
like,
could have been
look,
like, nope, we good.
Yeah, they're like, wait a minute, doesn't the right want to protect whistleblowers? Like, what? That's not a, you're
yeah, that's
not blowing
this,
a whistle.
There's differences.
That's a leak.
Yeah, that's.
That's a security risk.
And if I'm not mistaken, that is a charge, right? If
yeah,
it,
but that's
they were
the Supreme
putting
Court,
it that it could
bro.
Potentially be a felony.
Son, it should be something.
And as we see track record, no one ever gets arrested for anything. So we
no,
good.
No, you mean no one on the left bail. They barely get arrested. They get released.
Bro, that's going to be this shit in the future. That should be like a gag, a little like a video meme. In the future, it's going to be video memes. And it's going to be people committing crimes. And they're going to be like, no, look, I'm a Democrat, I'm a liberal. And I'm like, oh, okay, sorry, yeah, keep moving. It's gonna be one of those. Watch.
It's out of control, Bob.
I'm gonna get hate for that, but that's just how it is.
I saw a video the other day on IG of a cab driver, a piece of shit scumbag cab driver punching a woman in the face.
Oh, I saw it.
Saw that piece of shit?
She didn't want to pay her fare, so he took her jacket.
That was what was, so I was gonna say. What's the motive?
She tried to skip her fare, and he took.
So
her
he
jacket.
Used it as collateral.
He tried to, and then she tried to take it, and she pushed him,
she
and
pushed
then he,
him
and
mad
he rocked
soft,
her,
bro. He rocked her twice.
Yeah, dude.
He's a dickbag, and he deserves and to go to jail.
And is she hurt?
Changed my mind.
Is she hurt?
He rocked her shit.
I don't know. I didn't see the video.
Bro, he rocks her once, right, and he cocks back, rocks her shit. Pakata. She goes to Happy Land real quick, and she stays in Happy Land. She's not it's really sure where she's at. She's wild disoriented, bro. And, like, as she's falling down, he punches her again. Like, full strength.
Holy shit.
You got to protect yourself at all times.
This guy here. Oh, my
far
God.
Right, far right Gus is about to come on.
No, that's the black emoji jigs.
The ultimate equalizer. He would have deserved a bullet in his stomach. He punched her so viciously, bro. He deserved a bullet in the stomach.
Oh, you passionate about this.
No, yeah, 100%. 100%.
I think that's,
in a constitutional carry state, that don't happen.
Death penalty. Death penalty.
Bro, he hit her so hard.
We're going to get drastic with shit.
Yeah.
You do shit that you ain't supposed to be doing. Death penalty.
What? Hold on.
Remember that video? Remember it was like jail.
Let's be fair. Let's be fair.
Jail.
Yeah, jail.
It's going to be death penalty.
Replace jail with death penalty. Like, what if she took a shit in his cab?
Bah, it's like trying to justify abortion.
What do you mean?
Bro.
Like, her didn't.
You don't
Johnny
hit
Depp's
a woman
sheets?
Like that, bro.
Like, she shitted in the cab.
Did you see,
and you know,
did
now
you
look,
see
now
her
look,
post for
now
the
look,
fucking
look.
Picture? Never mind.
And all he wanted was his cab fare.
Chop
and
cheese.
She's like, no. And then he's like, I'm going to take your jacket.
If she went like this.
I'm going to take your jacket.
If she went like this, I'm not paying for your cab fare and you're going to get my jacket. And said, bang. I'd have been like, it's open season. Don't put your hands.
The shit is okay.
You can't hit women.
She
bro.
Went like this, bro. I'm not saying you can't, but I'm saying it.
Nah,
you don't understand.
You're saying open season, saying that
bro,
you can't hit
them.
Like,
no, that's not what I'm saying.
Nah,
don't get stupid with this conversation. Don't get stupid with this conversation,
we're
open, then we'll fight. What
open season
that
means.
Ass, Chop Cheese.
What open season
we'll
means
fight
to you.
On camera.
What open season means to you, Jigs?
It means it is what it's on sight.
Yeah, it means like when I see you.
What
I'm
saying
gonna see
is,
you.
If she punched him, I could be like, all right,
you
damn,
could justify him hitting her.
But he shouldn't have hit her like that. But she punched him first.
Yo, remember? Remember this? How can she?
How can she slap?
Exactly.
She didn't even slap.
But you're saying.
No. Stop being funny.
If she
or me and
to,
you are going
to
fight.
If she was to hit him.
Oh, my God.
You could see it being justified.
Stop using that word.
And remember, how can she slap? Nigga, you can't slap. That's it.
Chop Cheese, I'm ready for the
it don't matter if she raises her hand or not, if she strikes,
I'm ready for the counter.
Strike.
What you mean? If she what happened?
If she lands the slap or what? How can she? That's it, bro. Always remember that. You're gonna have a group of Indians that are mad, they're gonna buff fuck you after that. You said they were thrusting him. Remember they were thrusting him?
Is yeah. You motherfucker? You bloody fuck.
Oh my goodness.
You're not gonna find that shit.
Yeah,
it ain't here.
That's some social media shit.
It's Happy Mother's Day, right? We still don't know if we can trust Elon.
It's a sad day.
Elon,
for
I saw somebody made the joke the other day. He was interviewing a black dude, and your man said, "So now that Elon Musk bought Twitter, it only makes sense that he buys black Twitter, right?" And he puts the mic to the black dude, and the black dude goes, "Motherfucker, you know that's not a thing, right?
Oh,
it's the
hilarious.
Same Twitter."
That's hilarious. Yo, you know it's funny though? I could be wrong, but I've heard blacks refer to certain parts of it as black Twitter.
It's just a phrase, bro.
Yeah, it's a phrase.
This guy talks like
I'm
Clayton
not saying
Bezos.
It's a real
I think it said blacks refer to it.
This guy, bro.
I don't know if it's real.
And then he asked another black dude, and the black dude was like, "Yeah, of course you should buy it." It was funny as fuck.
Nah.
It was funny as fuck. The first dude was like, "Nigga, are you stupid?" It's the same thing.
But was this before we recorded last week, or was this recent where he was airing niggas out again?
Oh,
Elon. He's been consistently airing them out for a minute.
Again, he was
Twitter.
Airing somebody else. I forgot.
We didn't
who it
mention
was.
Him
before
being,
the public.
We didn't mention him
knew
being
he had
CEO.
An idea of buying it.
Well, yeah, he is CEO
we
now. Right?
Yeah, they fired homeboy. They fired the Indian dude with the glasses and Vijay Gaji. That bitch
she's
is
still
next
crying?
Too. She's probably somewhere still crying, saying
crying.
That Elon has threatened her
they
with a gun.
They're doing a lot of crying over there.
They're doing a lot of crying.
Them lefties.
I mean,
Victim mentality.
You go. You know what? We got to invest, and we should have been investing in safe zones, safe areas where we can have comfortable for they could cry, tissues. We could have somebody maybe fluff them or something if they.
Oh,
you
know my gosh.
But an area where any liberal who is heartaching at the moment,
I just wear my safety
an environment pin. Where they can go and they can cry.
I just wear my safety pin.
Yeah, it's called you go home.
Oh. No, no, it's too home's too far away. They need immediate safe zones. And when you walk in, we give them a paper clip so we know at the moment they're hurting, right?
Mm-hmm.
They come in, fluffy sofas everywhere, whatever they want, whatever they want, whatever your heart can imagine.
That sounds like Starbucks.
Sounds like a Starbucks, maybe. Sounds they got like espresso, Starbucks. Coffee machines, yeah.
Starbucks.
You know what they even have? Professional huggers and cuddlers.
Wow.
You got to stay comfortable.
Instead of wall chargers.
And they'll even give you a service dog if you need. They got rabbits. They got hamsters. If you want a cockroach, they even have the you seen the people with the cockroaches?
That's on 125th
Street. They walked them onto the airplane, fucking cockroach straight through.
Oh, no.
You never seen that?
That's not real.
Of course it's not real. But these people fucking walk anything on the planes these days, bro.
Yeah, you know they finally closed the McDonald's on 125th Street in Lexington?
What do you mean finally?
That shit should have been demolition.
The Tecatos and all the fucking drug addicts were the one running that shit.
Yes, they were. You go in there and it smells like a crack needle.
But by it was the best service because they were on it. Yo, what you waiting for, puppy? Yo. He said, yo, get this guy his McDouble, please.
And his sneakers are fly, right? And
after
right?
he talks to you, he goes back to looking at the floor. Yo,
we got the dollar menu before the dollar menu, puppy. Which one you want?
He said, all this shit's available. Just whatever you want, just pick. Let me know, Juju.
Puppy, you can have breakfast at any time, puppy. Doesn't matter what time it is. You ask me, I'll give you breakfast.
Yo, McDonald's, stop that.
No, puppy got it.
Oh, okay. I forgot you see him. Come on, you came here to teach, right? I forgot.
I came here to teach, but not to learn.
Then one of them tells me, yeah, just give me the money. I'm cool with her. She takes my food stamps.
He said, no, we got the separate machine for EBT. Don't worry, we get your order processed.
We got it. I'm loving it.
That's where every person who once had a problem with drugs, who secretly says they no longer take drugs, that's how they sound.
You hear it? What is it?
No.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it.
Papi, I'm loving it, papi.
That's how they say it. We got the best fries here. That's what he says.
Oh, you want them fresh?
And he just.
Maria, these are not fresh.
Fuck it out of here, bro.
He just got a haircut.
Oh, jeez.
And he looks, he's like, are you a mother? He's like, sir, I'm a man. I don't know. These emojis said that you could be a woman. So I'm asking, are you a mother? Because I'm going to say Happy Mother's Day. All right? And here's your fries.
They're very polite.
You know?
Before they would be able to watch your kids for very cheap. And nothing happened to your kids.
Nothing. They were the most trustworthy people. Just don't leave any blowout in front of them.
Nah, yeah.
That's the only rule.
They might do blow.
Just don't leave.
They might do blow.
And make sure that you drank all your beers before you left the house.
Oh, he'll drink them.
Because you might come back and he said, I was drawing with chalk. Papa, that's not chalk on your nose. And second, I know what beer smells like. I drink beer. You know, you can't pull a fast one on me, Jose. Okay, we blood and we family, but puppy, I need my kids to be safe, right? That's what you're telling. Nah, they still in the room. They playing the Sega. I fed them. I made them rice. That's all he made was rice. He was like, toast some bread and put butter on it. It's good.
He just made rice.
Yo, shout out to all those uncles. Who knew that they didn't really sign up to be an uncle, but they felt obligated and they did the best job that they could because without them, there's a lot of people who might not be gay.
They were just addicted to heroin.
Might not be gay.
They were just addicted to heroin, right? Tito.
And shout out to all those tios that became tias and who are now celebrating Mother's Day. You know?
Clown world.
Yeah, hey, bro. Remember that first time you saw Theo with a two-piece on you? He was like, what the fuck?
With sneakers?
No.
with Puerto Rico sneakers with a Puerto Rican flag on the side.
Where you going? Mira, it's Tia, it's Tia. I'm going to the gay parade. Oh, okay. That explains everything, Theo. All
right. Oh, no.
He was once Jose. He's Josefina now.
Oh, no. Came back from jail with that shit.
And he got his roller skates, the four wheels, wrapped around because he's going to put them on downstairs.
Oh. Because
he got chunklas on.
Damn.
And he's going to go fucking roller skate down there.
And you really set this thing up.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta go. You called me the Puerto Rican Larry
Ted
David,
Cruz.
Right?
No, you're the Puerto Rican Ted Cruz.
I'm painting the pictures, bro, for you.
Nah, just you're look not at Larry. That. You're look, not Jew see, enough.
Look at the fucking masterpiece. I just
you're not
for
Jew
you.
Enough to
they
be
said, I'm Jew like
Larry
this.
Davis.
I'm Jew like this.
Oh, man. Anyway, I'm Swigs. He's Jigs.
Sometimes.
I don't sit at park benches.
I'm not suicidal.
Sometimes. Only, the only, the only, not